mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Welcome from the multiverse, wherever you find yourself vibrating. Attune this way, and let us have some fun. Today, join as we wander in auspicious coincidence together.
Hello again. I do enjoy these times with the spirits sitting with my little shrine and readying myself to share another story. And this week, oh yes, chapter 3 of Eye of the Dragon. Chapter 3 is called Turning the Tide. Let's turn the tide together. I want to dedicate calling this one out to all the hurt children, to all the unseen, to all the unheard, to the horrors that take place for women and children. This is, may it be, my protest piece, because, oh, aren't we all just so tired of it? Here we go. Chapter 3, Turning the Tide. Through all of the empowerments, Otto had been working to solve the mystery of his muse crystal. As his attention danced with the muses, the mystery unfolded, and the crystal began to share the wisdom and medicine of Oceanus, Titan of the rivers of creation. Otto smiled and shared with his tribe, "It seems we are going to the great depths Atlantis fell and didn't stop. These giants chose a very raw deal indeed. The muses have given me the medicine of the sea. Let us go offer it and see what happens." Otto's joy palpable with his discovery. The tribe found alignment, as offering medicine always felt like an auspicious way to begin, and that, of course, is how Spiritfoot and her tribe rolled. "Bubbles, bubbles, mother's love, protect us, please, as we make our offerings to the sea." Lady Lily had begun the invocation to make the journey to the depth a reality in the heart of their new dream. The tribe found their way into Spiritfoot's foot, and she found her way into the bubble. Otto stayed by her side within the luminous display, his crystal guiding their way. Into the depths, the ocean waking around them and guiding them, tribe to the source of the pain. A frog joining them and sharing of the boiling waters, which never allowed them to rest. Spiritfoot thanked the frog for their guidance and aligned her attention to the source. Down into the depths without end, then there could be no doubt, as into the field of experience, a pillar of creative burnt in merciless potency. Spiritfoot called into her foot to let her tribe know that their arrival was imminent. The tribe found a wall of sea spirits demanding that the shame before them be addressed, as none wanted to endure a moment longer. Otto took his cue with ease and grace. The puppy-eyed dragon stepped forward, if one could step, in a bubble in the depths of Oceanus, and offered the treasure with his lotus crystal. No pause. Indiscriminate healing, pulses of love began to stir the stream as the crystal's dance gave Oceanus's love, tempered in the pulse of his consort nursemaid, to the seas. The pulse, tempered in his consort's love, waves pulsed out to make a new tide, a tide long lost to the poison of the eye of the dragon. Now began to wash over the spirits of the sea, soothing the wounds endured. The ancient ache of an unending wound began its journey to health with each passing wave. The spirits exhaled with every wave, letting the pain be cleansed. Each wave brought the tribe closer to passage into the depths of an ancient and most unfortunate ritual. Then, just as if nothing, an opening, and without effort, forward motion for the tribe. Just as had been foretold, a triangle with each piece, a cryptic puzzle, Atlantean genius, awaiting the tribe. Unscathed and ready for action, Spiritfoot moved in and settled, so that the next move in the dance of auspicious coincidence might reveal itself. It took no time to open, as is the way of auspicious coincidence when one settles into the space and dances with the unknown. The tribe as one stepped in, and the spirits rejoiced as they now knew a change was a-coming. Indeed, as soon as the tribe stepped in, a change in the tides was undeniable. Only the beginning, as the real action was yet to come. Through the spirits and into the fray, the potency was hard to bear, even for Spiritfoot and her tribe, and was burning up the spirits of the sea. Atlantis was bigger than you might think, and so the points of the triangle were not intuitive. Quickly it became clear a tribe was needed for this ritual. No problem, as every member had been there for the empowerment. The triangle surrounding the deal of ownership was as large as the circle of the metropolis itself. In fact, larger, as the circles of civilization, ring within ring, made up the realm of Atlantis, smashed and dashed in the depths of Oceanus. Finding the mechanisms at each of the three points would have been an impossible task, had it not been for Otto's medicine, or, rather, the Muse's gift and Otto's offering. The pulse danced around the illness and told the great healer where attention was needed. Each point found, it became clear that they would have to split up to meet the needs of the ritual, as it asked for the sovereignty of the three lords just to step in. With each point, the Yogini and her tribe knew, just because, that a volunteer of pure consent was needed to hold the point. This was just fun for the tribe. Santos and Rontos, the brother team, took the first point. Fire and Lilith jumped at the opportunity to take the responsibility of the second. Spiritfoot had the third, as after healing, Otto needed his nap, and so, of course, Incas was needed to snuggle the dragon in for his slumber. Dragon's dream could only help Spiritfoot in her efforts. Tribe in place, tide pulsing to remind all of the nature before the mistake was made, as one, the mantras began to turn the mechanisms of the ancient portal. Each spindle of complexity rested under the depths of the ancient civilization. The task of settling and letting go had found a new meaning beneath the depths of these ancient giants' greed. They really did a fuckaroo, didn't they? I don't know you could piss off the sea gods more. This is deep, commented Santos. Rantos chiming in with a fuckaroo for good measure. The imps turned. This is a fun to say together. They locked eyes in mischievous joy. Fuckaroo! Oh, you too, Spiritfoot called back with love. Let's do this thing, the imps called back in a playful banter. Lilith and Fire chimed in. Fuckaroo! Yes, you two, Lilith's voice brought their hairs to an erection like no other. Attention garnered, her and Fire joined. Let's do this thing. Water turned to magic fire, and as prophecy dictates, the mantras began. Oh, Mekins, oh, wait, wrong mantra, sorry, Spiritfoot, line. Like Mahakala, but Hanuman in good stead. Fuckaroo! We got this! Om Shri Yaksa Batale Hanuman Hung Hung Za! Beneath, ancient gears began to stir. No turning back, the imps dug in into their role. Fire and Lilith joined. Om Vajra Kila Kalaya Sarva Vanam Vang Hung Pe! Cycle of mantra joining the first, the ancient mechanisms now began to move beneath them as well. The turning of the ancient gears bring a new pulse to the ancient tide of Oceanus. Spiritfoot joined first and last to bring the three into one. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Swaha joined the pulse in fearless chorus. Forward, consequences be damned, for there was no other way. Mantra moved the depths of the ocean, turning the tide and opening a new mantra, just as was foretold. The tide of Oceanus began to share with each wave returned, a pulse long lost to the aching wound. Om Shiva Uma Swaha! Tide returned, and the tribe in response, Om Shri Yaksha Batali Hanuman Hung Hung Za. Om Vajra Kila Kalaya Sarvavaram Vam Hung Pei. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Swaha. The tide out, and on the return, spirits and tribe found themselves healed with Om Shiva Uma Swaha. Tribe and tide found a resonant pulse and never wanted to stop. Call and answer, love complete, until a new thing happened. The father, having healed all the spirits of the sea, gave birth to a new mantra. The most ancient body within revealed itself, and the tribe found a newer level of empowerment that before this moment they thought not possible. Om Uma Shiva Swaha. Repetition opened, and for Spiritfoot and her tribe, they realized they must hear a story before the ritual might bring the spirits to the ease they so desired. Mantra into mantra, three times to open the ancient pathway to Shiva's love. Om Shiva Uma Swaha brings the wrath of the Kali Ma to the passion and love of her consort in love. Om Uma Shiva Swaha. O ancient Mother One, how you remind your love to temper his terrible wrath and hold your hearth in Kama's return. Mantras mixing into tides and eddies told the tale that Spiritfoot and her tribe came to bear witness to, the deal that brought the evil practice of ownership into the mother's creation. The spirits and the ocean tides asked for the poison of the ages to be eaten, and Spiritfoot and her tribe were there to oblige. I do love you, Spiritfoot. Ah, wow. Well, thank you all. Thank you all so much for finding this lowly yogi and joining me here with my spirit tribe. Stan the Hare Beyond Compare is looking down at me. That's a story to come. Well, if you love this lowly yogi, or even if you kind of like him, hey, share the tales, let people know, and, share the blessings if you have them. I can always use a little yogi cash. At any rate, may your week bring you love, joy, and ease, and many adventures. And play us out, Monkey Max. Play us out.
Earth Mother and friends, you cross a hearth at last. Long have we gray-haired while the king of demons had his way. But no longer, no longer, it's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease, may it never cease. We welcome joy and bliss and all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome Bodhi tender and mild. Welcome protection, and welcome friends. It's been a long wait, but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer and fall, winter is Persephone's and sweetest of all. Welcome immortality, welcome all. Time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all your protectors, and we call you in. We welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.